Trauma Talk. Insights into the construction machinery industry.
In the sixth episode of Bauma Talk, we will explore the challenges the mining industry is facing, and we will focus on innovative solutions and approaches that can drive the industry forward. The world runs on what lies beneath: construction, car manufacturing, energy production, electronics, and even medicine all depend on mined materials. Without mining, the modern world simply wouldn't exist. In 2022, the total volume of materials mined worldwide reached an astonishing 18.7 billion metric tons. From iron ore and copper to rare minerals used in batteries and semiconductors, demand continues to rise. But with that demand come big challenges. How to mine efficiently, responsibly, and sustainably? Today we are diving into these questions with our guest, Professor Elisabeth Clausen, head of the Institute for Advanced Mining Technologies at RWTH Aachen University, a leading expert in mining technology and innovation. She got to know the industry from working in the mines and developing innovative technologies for automated and digitalized mining systems together with mining operators and OEMs. And today she's here with us. Welcome, Professor Clausen. I'm very pleased to have you on the podcast today.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the invitation and for having me here. I'm really looking forward to our talk.
Oh, I love to hear that. We've already had the chance to get to know each other a bit beforehand. And I have to admit, I was truly impressed by your exciting career background. What inspired your interest in mining engineering and technology? How did it all start?
Yeah, first of all, when we talk about mining, it is great to see that mining is at the beginning of every value chain and therefore is a key sector when it comes to growth and development and crucial for achieving sustainability goals. And specifically, what fascinates me is that every deposit and every mining operation is unique, with specific and often harsh and challenging conditions and embedded in diverse ecological, social, and economic contexts. In the mining operations, every day you have to deal with challenging conditions, incomplete information in an operation which moves forward every day. And this specifically requires an engineering expertise and continuous innovation. And here, technology plays an important role, specifically when it comes to the innovation in our sector. And this is central to my work nowadays at the Institute for Advanced Mining Technologies.
So we are talking about a diverse field, but it's also challenging. You've just addressed that. The mining industry lays the foundation for many other industries and products we use every day. And I would like to illustrate this using the example of smartphones. What mined materials are inside and which ones are the most valuable?
Smartphones are very often a typical example, contain a variety of raw materials such as gold, copper, silver, tantalum, cobalt, or rare earth elements, which are now the most valuable ones. First of all, we need to consider or need to have in mind that all of these raw materials are essential due to their specific functions in the devices. And when it comes to the value itself, it's also essential to understand that these raw materials are part of complex global supply chains. And actually, the geopolitical situation has highlighted the importance of these so-called critical raw materials, those being on the one hand vital to the economy, but also on the other hand with high supply risks, for example, due to concentration of supply sources or the lack of substitutes. What we also need to have in mind when we later on talk about mining, that when it comes to the extraction of this raw material, it needs to be considered that each deposit and raw material has specific conditions, unique characteristics and challenges in terms of extraction and processing that needs to be then specifically and individually addressed. So we have now talked about these, let's say, critical raw materials, but also what is important for me is to really highlight that we definitely should not underestimate the importance also of other raw materials, such as construction raw materials or industrial minerals, which even if they are not always considered critical, are definitely equally of significance and importance for the economy and society.
And of course, the smartphone is just one example, and there are many, many more. We often hear that the energy transition and high-tech industries require more and more raw materials. There's a high demand. Could you give us some insight into this? I mean, what is the current state of resource supply? What are recent transformational trends you are observing?
Yeah, it is true that the energy transition inevitably comes with a shift in the resource base. And it is also true that, for example, both electrical vehicles or renewable energy technologies generally require more mineral raw materials, for example, copper, nickel, or rare earth elements than normally conventional technologies. Therefore, clean energy applications have definitely become the main driver of demand growth for a range of critical minerals. And just for giving you an example on this, for example, the demand for critical minerals experienced what we have seen in our strong growth in 2023. For example, lithium demand raised by 30%, while, for example, the demand for nickel, cobalt, graphite, and rare earth elements all saw increases ranging from 8 to 15%. So this has been some figures for 2023, but also when we see to the future or look to the future, referring, for example, to the International Energy Agency or International Resource Panel, the lithium demand is still expected to increase nearly ninefold by 2040, driven by the rise in electric vehicle battery production, or, for example, copper, with the projected demand nearly doubling by 2040. And so you have seen just the amount of raw materials what we need to mine. But what was important for the mining sector itself then is that if we consider these raw materials, we need to also think about that these are often found in low concentrations in deposits, and that their grades tend to also decline. And then one can get an idea of the vast amount of resources that we need to be extracted in the coming decades.
That's a trend that needs to be served. So to sum it up, without mining, progress stops. If we want a sustainable future, we need more mining, but in a way that minimizes harm. And I guess that's the challenge. At the same time, mining suffers from a reputation problem, often perceived as dirty, as destructive. But you've addressed it already. No mining means no energy transition. So no batteries, no hydrogen technology, no renewable infrastructure, as raw materials are the backbone of progress. The question is, does sustainability really clash with the rising demand of mining, or is it in fact the key to achieving it?
The latter one, actually, and as already said, to be honest, we need more mining to achieve sustainability goals. And mining itself contributes to achieving the sustainability goals in several ways. And just to name a few, we already had the issue of supply of critical raw materials. But in addition, also mining contributes to innovation and efficiency improvements. So advances in mining technologies, such as more energy efficient processes, water recycling or waste reduction, can help to minimize the environmental impacts and to make the resource extraction more sustainable. What we also see is, for example, when it comes to rehabilitation or biodiversity conservation, for example, where responsible mining companies engage in land reclamation and ecosystem restoration, helping to mitigate the environmental footprint of extraction activities. And also, for example, it can contribute to sustainability goals in terms of the circular economy support, so that mining facilitates the transition to a circular economy by providing the raw materials that can later be recycled, reducing the dependence on continuous primary extraction. To summarize that, mining does not only provide the necessary raw materials for achieving the sustainability goals, but also can positively contribute to the SDGs as well, like, for example, responsible consumption and production, affordable energy, or quality education.
And it's a powerful sector that contributes here. So the calculation works the other way around as well. If we want to progress further and faster, also becoming more sustainable as a society, even more mining is needed. However, mining is often criticized for its environmental impact. And there are certainly challenges when it comes to its sustainability. What are the main topics the mining industry is addressing in this regard?
Yeah, the mining industry, by nature has an environmental impact and also faces several major sustainability challenges. For example, one thing is the carbon emissions. So mining operations are highly energy intensive and often nowadays still rely on fossil fuels, contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. And the transition to renewable energy and also electrified equipment is crucial, but also requires significant investments. Technology innovation, for example, related to the mining equipment, is therefore essential for lowering the industry's carbon footprint. And so another aspect when it comes to sustainability is water management. So as we know, or as we see, the mining consumes large amounts of water, and therefore sustainable water management, including recycling and reducing water usage, is critical to mitigating the environmental impact. Another part is by nature also the biodiversity impact and also the land rehabilitation. Mining does have by nature an environmental impact, but also often mining operations show also an increase in biodiversity and put a lot of efforts in land reclamation and restoration after mining operations end.
I would like to pick out one point here, that are the carbon emissions. If we assume that the CO2 emissions in mining are expected to rise before they decrease, what are the biggest levers for reduction?
Yeah, so we see several levers actually for reducing carbon emissions. I think one topic actually, I think, which will also be prominently discussed at the Bauma, or we see, I think, several innovations in the sector, is the electrification of equipment. So replacing diesel-powered equipment with electric alternatives can cut carbon emissions substantially. Another aspect, we already addressed this when it comes to the energy intensivity of the sector, is the energy transition itself for the sector. So shifting to renewable energy sources for powering mining operations could also be a critical step. So meaning the integration of solar, wind, or hydroelectric power, which then lead can also to a reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And of course, also an important aspect is operational efficiency. By optimizing the production, by optimizing energy use in extraction and processing, including also implementing novel technologies and automation, AI-driven technologies or solutions, have the potential to further lower the emissions.
So there is hope. We are talking about many challenges, but also clear solutions. It sounds like technology and innovation are revolutionizing the mining sector, just like many other industries. Let's discuss some of the significant advances and your work that contributes to them. Where do you see the key technological developments, and how do you and your team drive them forward?
Yeah, so technological advancement actually in the mining sector are crucial for improving efficiency, safety, and sustainability. And nowadays, most important developments are seen in automation and robotics, digitalization, and as already mentioned or said, electrification. And this is exactly where we, as a team, are contributing to with the development of suitable sensor technologies, which are able to withstand the harsh mining environments, to acquire high-quality data and transform them into meaningful information as the backbone for highly automated or autonomous and digitalized operations.
So there's a lot happening, not just underground. And speaking of robotics and automation, how are they transforming mining operations and job roles as well?
The use of highly automated or autonomous trucks, drilling machines, and robotic systems has the potential to change mining operations. Automation improves productivity, reduces human error, and enhances safety, particularly in hazardous environment. But it's also challenging as the mining environment changes continuously, meaning that technologies need to minimize the level of uncertainty and insecurity in information by anticipating the environment. This is also where approaches, for example, of artificial intelligence or machine learning comes into play, as these technologies can help identify patterns in large data sets, improve decision-making for reducing downtime. Specifically, we, for example, are applying AI and machine learning for predictive analytics, environmental perception, or material characterization.
And if IoT and sensor technology are becoming increasingly important, what is the current state of these fields?
Yeah, IoT devices, sensors, cloud computing, or more broader data integration, digital twins or digitalization in general have the potential to, first of all, collect, process and analyze real-time data for improved decision-making. And we, for example, at the AMT, we explore digital twin technologies to create real-time data-driven simulations, for example, for the integration of renewable energies into mining operations. We are relying on data for automation processes, for asset management, or for performance monitoring, all of them helping in optimizing workflows, improving safety, and reducing energy consumption. And also what we are doing is supporting companies in developing and setting up their innovation roadmaps. But now when we talk about digitalization, it's also important that we need to consider that digitalization itself is a tool that depends heavily on the quality and the availability and the relevance of the data, and which needs to be then used in a targeted way. There are data, but partly these data are not only partly available, or we are having or observing a lack of interoperability. And of course, there are also still several data needed where we don't have suitable sensor technologies yet. And this is actually the core of our work, also considering, as already mentioned before, the harsh and challenging environment where we need ruggedized solutions.
How about the issue of infrastructure? I mean, mining has its own topography.
Absolutely. And as I said, every mine is different if we mine in underground or in surface mining operations. And when we talk about digitalization, there's a high need for infrastructure. And this plays a crucial role, actually. So as I said, mining often cover vast areas. And this, using the digitalization, first needs to be equipped with communication systems to ensure connectivity. This is highly cost intensive. And of course, then on the other hand, the value of the data in terms of increasing efficiency or reducing costs must definitely outweigh the investment in such infrastructure.
The economic balance must be guaranteed, that's for sure. And for all these approaches, you need this appropriate network. That's a big challenge in every part of mining. Let's focus on another important factor in achieving sustainability, that is the electrification of mining machines. Given that we are partly talking about very large and heavy machinery, is this an unrealistic vision or could it be a game changer?
So when we talk about now about, let's say, battery electric mining equipment, where we see a lot of innovations actually at the moment, for example, like electric haul trucks and shovels, this can have a major step or can lead to a major step in reducing the industry's environmental impact, cutting emissions, lowering costs, and also improving energy efficiency. This is also where we as the AMT are heavily involved in when it comes to the development or research electric mining equipment and its integration into mining processes. And specifically, we are focusing on integrating electric systems into mining operations, reducing emissions, and improving the efficiency of energy usage across various mining processes. When we talk about the integration of battery electric vehicles, it's important for me that we need to consider that it's not simply about replacing a diesel engine with an electric motor. It is much more about a meaningful integration of the technology. Operational geometries change, established mining cycles must be adjusted. There needs to be solutions for battery charging. And all these aspects needs to be effectively integrated into the processes. And this actually needs to be considered when thinking about integrating or thinking about electric battery electric vehicles. Giving you, for example, taking a fleet management as an example, this may require, for example, adaptive mining cycles, adaptations in the fleet management, adaptations in charging infrastructure, or, for example, also in maintenance strategies. One also one thing is we have now focused on the electric vehicles, but also we definitely, when we talk about electrification, we need to think about energy efficiency or also the integration and connection of the mining operation with renewable power generation, which also needs to be prioritized to ensure a sustainable transition.
So again, we talk about reliable infrastructure that is necessary here. Overall, in what respect can the mining industry be a role model that other industries can learn from?
The mining industry has always been innovative, and we are where we are today because mining has consistently succeeded in making the necessary resources available at each point in time and succeeded to adapt and innovate to the respective conditions and challenges. Whether it was the utilization of metals during long time ago, the Copper Age, the harnessing of coal as an energy source during the industrialization period, or today, the extraction of all the raw materials we rely on daily, mining has always adapted to meet society's needs. And by nature, the mining industry is able to cope with these changing conditions, especially with uncertain and incomplete information, which inevitably arises from the unique characteristics of deposits and the specific surrounding circumstances. Continuously finding new solutions to these challenges is what sets the mining industry apart and definitely can serve as an example for other industries. And of course, mining has never been a one-person task. It's an industry built on teamwork, trust, and cooperation. The complexity of modern mining operations requires close collaboration and partnerships. And I think that this spirit of collaboration can also serve as a model beyond the mining sector.
It's all about the powerful players. Impressive history, by the way, and a strong role that mining plays here. Overcoming challenges has always been part of the mining industry's DNA, which comes in handy now as we are in the middle of several transformation processes. Brief assessment, where do you see the industry in 2040?
In 2040, I see the mining industry still being a crucial sector. A sector that fulfills its responsibility by providing the raw materials essential for society in a safe, efficient, and responsible manner. The industry, which will ensure that these raw materials are made available in harmony with nature and society, adapting to evolving environmental and social expectations. And it's also a sector by embracing an innovation and sustainability. The mining industry will play a key role in supporting global development while minimizing its environmental footprint and will contribute to the well-being of communities worldwide.
And what we've learned today is it will be an intensive journey, but it will be successful in the end. In April, visitors will once again have the chance to experience the future of mining at Bauma, which will be the hub of the international mining industry one more time. What are you most looking forward to at Bauma 2025?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Bauma 2025 and to seeing new innovations, making new connections and strengthening existing ones. And I'm also very excited to gain valuable insights into new developments, engage in inspiring discussions and to explore the future of the industry.
Enjoy Bauma 2025. Thank you so much for being here today, Professor Elisabeth Clausen. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for your valuable insights into an industry that's transforming faster than many people realize. If you, dear listeners, want to dive deeper into the key topics shaping the discussion at Bauma 2025, be sure to check out the other episodes or come experience them for yourself at Bauma in Munich. We look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for joining us and for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bauma Talk is presented to you by Messe München, powered by VDMA. Bauma is the world's leading fair for construction machinery, building material machines, mining machines, construction vehicles, and construction equipment. Bauma takes place every 3 years in Munich.